106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder. What's up, party people? On the show today, we have People Are Dumb, L.A. edition, Man on a Moped. We have What's Up with Florida today, a woman who stole a drivable shopping cart and took it out for a ride. We have the 420 Catch of the Day, which is our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got tickets for the L.A. Kings playing the Pittsburgh Penguins as the NHL is back. Plus, we've got more of this. Hey, Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Nope.
I think there is definitely a sense of disappointment.
It is the world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder. As a lifelong Lakers fan, I was super glad to see this story about Shaq and what he did for Kobe's mom on Kobe's birthday.
Shaq and Kobe didn't always get along when they played together, but they had a deep and lasting bond.
Shaq recently honored Kobe's legacy with a sentimental gift for Kobe's mom.
It's a very cool thing that Shaq decided to do for Kobe's mom.
Some rides carry more than miles. They carry memories.
It was an old family vehicle that everyone tends to drive. You know, Kobe's sisters, Kobe, mom, dad, everyone drove this vehicle.
It's the actual car that Kobe drove during high school in Philadelphia.
But the 1996 Toyota Land Cruiser, once driven by the late legendary Laker Kobe Bryant, was in rough shape. Shaq wanted to restore the family car as a heartfelt surprise. So they called up Riverside Auto Dealership Effortless Motors with a special request.
Getting that phone call still feels like we're dreaming, like trying to wake up from a dream.
When he told me that was a car Kobe drove in high school, I was like in shock. I was literally almost in tears.
For the two lifelong Laker fans, it was the project of a lifetime. But Shaq didn't want a flashy custom job.
He asked us to restore it back to its original form, how it was in 1996 when Kobe actually drove it.
The challenge was steep. The SUV had taken a beating from winters in Philadelphia, where Bryant once lived, to years baking in the Las Vegas sun.
Once we unwrapped it, we saw how much damage that body truly had. It was covered with rust, horrible body, and seats weren't working, door handles weren't opening. Had no air conditioning. It was running really, really rough.
But other than those things, it was pretty sharp.
And Shaq had one more demand. They had to finish the restoration in just 90 days.
In order to deliver the vehicle in time for what would have been Kobe Bryant's 47th birthday.
We wanted to just have that day to give the family vehicle back to my Bryant.
Effortless Motors pulled it off, presenting the restored Land Cruiser in person to Kobe's mother, Pam, this past August.
She was very happy that we even brought the car looking exactly the way he drove it back in high school. They were amazed the way it looked.
What was once just a family car now carries a mother's heart, a teammate's devotion, and the everlasting spirit of Kobe Bryant.
We have a chance for you to win a 4-pack of one-day, one-park tickets to Disney California Adventure Park or Disneyland Park. Halloween time is now through October 31st, and your chance to win is coming up in less than 10 minutes on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Give me 1 second, I'll be right back.
Hi, okay. There, my name is Adria. How
are you? Hi, Adria, who's with you?
My son. Oh, let me turn down the radio. My son, Dylan. Sorry.
No worries, you're caller 20.
No way.
Yes way.
Are you serious right now?
I'm being completely serious. You got the 4-pack of one-day, one-park tickets to Disney California Adventure Park or Disneyland.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh, Dylan. Guess what? Mommy just won tickets to Disneyland. We're going to go to Disneyland.
Really?
Yes, baby.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. You have no idea how grateful I am. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Enjoy your day at the park.
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
A woman in Punta Gorda took a pricey electric shopping cart for a joyride.
Those electric shopping carts, aren't they incredibly slow? And how is that a joyride?
According to deputies, it ended up on a ride to jail in a cruiser.
See, now you can get a lot of speed in a cruiser.
Gulf Coast News reporter Samantha Romero shows you where deputies caught up to her.
They start out the report by asking somebody on the scene why they thought she did it.
Desperation, I would say. don't even know how far you're going to go in it, so I don't really know how to answer that, to be honest.
I don't know what you're saying.
Investigators say Robin Zick got arrested on one of these, a $2,500 electric shopping cart from this Punta Gorda Publix off U.S. 41.
It's not what she put in the cart that got her in trouble. Deputies say a woman rolled out with an entire electric shopping cart and took off with it.
This had to be the slowest getaway in history.
Deputies say Zick took the scooter for a joyride Monday. Then they say she drove it all the way to Circle K down the road.
Okay, she wanted to go to Circle K?
When they asked her why she did it, she said she asked employees to borrow the cart for a medical appointment.
So either she's having a medical appointment at Circle K or that was not the final destination. Who am I kidding? Circle K is never the final destination.
But investigators say she was caught on video driving away without asking anyone for permission.
Wonder how she got to the Publix stores.
For frequent shoppers here,
just getting some food and getting some water.
It's unbelievable.
I absolutely don't expect it to happen.
Those are two fire interviews.
But Zick is no stranger to crime. CCSO says they arrested her for burglary and battery charges years ago.
But she has stayed off the authorities' radar until this crazy crime spree.
Zick is now facing grand theft charges. She's also banned from coming back here for a year. In Punta Gorda, Samantha Romero, Gulf Coast News.
I'm sorry, what's her name?
Gulf Coast News reporter Samantha Romero.
And how do you say it?
Samantha Romero.
Samantha Romero. About an hour from right now, we're going to do the 420 catch of the day, our focus on new music at 420 on K-Rock.
A moped crashed into the passenger door of an LAPD cruiser this morning.
The LA version of People Are Dumb is coming up next on K-Rock.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
This is the LA edition of People Are Dumb.
A moped crashed into the passenger door of an LAPD cruiser this morning.
All right, there's a lot of information there. First of all, the guy's riding a moped. Not the safest transportation possible. Second of all, he crashed into the police car. This was not an accident on the move. The police car was stopped, and the moped ran into the police car.
Happened in downtown Los Angeles at the intersection of Hill and 12th Street. Officers were conducting an investigation.
So they were at Hill and 12th downtown looking into some other investigation. They had no idea this guy on the moped even existed, let alone was driving drunk.
When the scooter slammed into the police car door, denting the vehicle, officers conducted a field sobriety test.
While the guy's getting a field sobriety test, which, of course, he failed, he had a tiny cut on his elbow, and that looked like that was it. After running into a car with a moped.
And determined the rider was under the influence. The man was arrested and taken into custody. No one was injured in the crash.
That man was doing the police's job for them. They didn't even know he existed. And he presented himself by running into their door. It turns out people are dumb. Hey, Rock, hello. Hello?
Yeah, is this the KLOS?
Is this KLOS? Yes.
Phone number?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I was just checking. We want to win the ticket, so I was just checking to see if this was the number.
All right, I hope you win. Good luck. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder. We have the 420 catch of the day on the way. Megan Holliday is here now for three things at four.
K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
A reporter in Colorado was reporting on a story when the suspect he was reporting on walked right past the cameras.
Fantastic.
Here's the story.
Yo. Hey, put the camera on him. Yo. You see this person right here? Is this him? Would it be crazy if we actually found the guy right now? Because we saw a person who was literally fitting the description. Who just walked down, walked by our camera.
The suspect came down Highway 103 and walked right past news cameras as they were recording their stories.
Breaking news, after hours of searching for a masked man with a gun, a suspect is now in custody.
So this all started on Thursday night. The Clear Creek Sheriff's Office sharing this video with us, showing the suspect trespassing on private property. You can see he's armed with a gun, wearing tactical colors as well. This video right here helped your reporters identify the suspect.
Your reporter Justin Adams is live in Idaho Springs right now. And Justin, you and the photographer LD spotted the suspect just a few hours ago and then called authorities.
Yeah, guys, this is one of the most interesting situations, weird situations, to be honest, that I've ever been a part of.
I don't know that I could pay attention to who's walking by if I'm doing a news report.
It was
amazing.
It was the cameraman.
Oh, it was.
And he goes, "Hey, look at this guy! Look at this guy!" Yeah, and that's how it happened.
That's pretty great.
You might want to remove the tactical gear if you. I mean, it stands out a little bit. Number two, a Florida driver was caught going 107 miles per hour. He told a deputy a pretty interesting excuse as to why he was going so fast. Here's a clip of the interaction.
Reason for the stop. We're going 107, weaving in and out of traffic. Why are you going so fast?
I have an appointment with my barber.
You have an appointment with your barber?
In New Smyrna.
In New Smyrna. So now you get to go to jail for the night.
He had
appointment with my barber.
This guy was so weird, and it was so hilarious.
Is he old?
He was an older gentleman.
Because I don't know anybody that has appointments with barbers.
Yeah.
That's weird.
And his hair wasn't that fabulous. You know what I mean? I don't think it was, like, that important. Number three, it's Friday, so we always like to talk about new movie releases. The Smashing Machine. So this is Benny Safdie's drama about MMA legend Mark Kerr, starring Dwayne Johnson and Emily Blunt. There's a lot of buzz around
this
movie.
Good.
It looks so good. So I would highly recommend going to see that. Bone Lake is a psychological horror thriller in which a romantic getaway at a secluded lakeside mansion spirals into a nightmare. And since it is Halloween time, there's a special 30th anniversary screening of Casper. That's out as well. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
Celebrating Turnstile coming to Exposition Park tomorrow. How about that? This is their acclaimed 2021 album, Glow On. The song is called Holiday. This is nominated for the Best Rock Performance at the 65th Grammy Awards. And it is Turnstile Holiday, the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That's Holiday and Turnstile, and we have one final pair of tickets for you to see Turnstile tomorrow at Exposition Park, and we will take caller 20 at 800-520-1067. Call now, and good luck. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Lupe.
Hi, Lupe, do you have plans tomorrow?
I don't, actually.
What if we said that you could have some tickets for Turnstile at Exposition Park?
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
You are caller 20. Congratulations.
Yeah, Lupe.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Rock, hello. You tried to get out of a speeding ticket?
I did something really wrong.
All right, let's hear it.
I told the cop that my daughter had started her period and she got super pissed off and said I was lying. And it was really bad.
She said to the cop you were lying?
I don't know what I was thinking, but I thought that meant an emergency.
But she was upset at you for doing that and corrected you in front of the cop?
She was young. She was so embarrassed.
Oh.
She was so pissed. It was a male cop. She was like, no,
Actually, I can see that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I would be pissed.
I can see that.
Yeah.
800-520-1067. You tried to get out of a speeding ticket.
And the most entertaining call, we got your King tickets.
We have your tickets for Disneyland.
Woo! Coming up at 6 o'clock, I'll be hooking you up with those.
And all weekend long here on K-Rock. It is K-Rock with Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday, taking your phone calls on how you tried to get out of a speeding ticket at 800-520-1067.
And the most entertaining phone call, we've got your tickets to see Kings take on the Penguins on October 16th.
So what happened with you?
I recently got pulled over with my mom, and we told the cop that she had diarrhea and I needed to get her home immediately.
And that worked?
And it worked.
Always go with diarrhea.
Did you tell your mom?
Always.
Mom, you need to really sell this now. You need to make a face.
She used the word colitis. And he legit was like, woman, I do not know what that means, but go ahead and let us go.
When you go into medical terms, it gets murky.
I love it. Colitis. That's a good tip. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, I got a ticket doing 108.
Wow.
Got a warning.
How?
It was during COVID, and my daughter played youth hockey and went to school in New York, right?
Right.
We were, like, locked down, not doing nothing, but they were starting to open up, like, the school. And the Kings was having a camp for kids, and they really wanted her to go to this thing, right, her coach?
Right, but get to the point where you get pulled over.
So we go to the camp on Friday, and I'm taking her back Saturday. to New York, right? Driving because of COVID.
Okay, so she went to the hockey camp, and now you're driving her to New York because of COVID.
COVID.
Well, we went to Denver, and she was going to play a scrimmage with one of her friends.
All right, you got to speed this up to when you get pulled over.
Okay, okay. So she got COVID from that camp, and we were going back to New York. So she gets a negative test. We start hauling ass towards New York. And
dude, we get off at 6. Come on, let's get to the point where you get pulled over.
I'm getting to it. It's like 3 in the morning. My wife calls me and says, you're doing, like, it shows you doing 98 miles an hour on Live 360. And I said, I'm doing 108, Live 360's off. Right then, a cop's right there in the center divider. He pulls in behind me, and I slow down and all that.
All right, listen, dude, what did you tell the cop? Did it work?
Yeah, he came up to the passenger side where she had just had COVID, and I told him, she just got a negative test for COVID. He walked away, comes over to my side, goes away, comes back about 15 minutes later and says, I'm going to give you a warning because you did everything right during COVID. He goes, in this ticket, you'd go to jail, and it would cost you thousands of dollars, and you've already spent thousands of dollars on the hotel, rent a car, and all that. He goes, I'm going to give you a break for being a good guy and doing things right in society.
He should have taken you to jail immediately for telling a terrible story.
I agree. So long.
Hey, Rock, how'd you try to get out of a ticket?
So I had just left. It was Father's Day. It was super early in the morning, and I got in a fight with my boyfriend that day, and I got pulled over going 60 on a 40. And I just start ugly crying.
Oh, no.
Everywhere. I was, like, sobbing. This cop is, like, not having it, though. He has, like, a straight face, didn't say a thing. License and registration.
And you got the ticket.
And I got the ticket.
He gave you the ticket.
Oh, God. Well, I feel like they've seen so many times where girls just start bawling, you
the
know?
Ugly crying thing, yeah.
Yes. And I was like, I swear to you, I wasn't even going that fast.
That's so funny.
And he was just like, but let me tell you, if you need someone to talk to, let me know. I'm right here for you.
Oh, are you serious?
What? I was like, how does that even work? You're still giving me a ticket?
We started this an hour ago by talking about a guy who said, I have to get a barber.
I have an appointment with the barber.
He was going 107 miles an hour. So the question has been, how do you get out of a speeding ticket? You tried that?
I was speeding on my motorcycle. And so I was going through this kind of state park, you know, a little less than triple the posted limit, you know, dragging an E like you would on a race bike. So I passed him sitting on the side of the road on his motorcycle, you know, a cop on a bike. So I knew he was going to come after me. So when I got out of the park, then I just pulled over, stopped, took off my gloves, took off the helmet, you know, put the key in my pocket and sat there and waited for him. And when he finally showed up, you know, I tried the honesty thing. He's like, why are you going so fast? And I'm like, well, I'm just testing my race bike for the weekend. I could see that wasn't working. The honesty approach wasn't working. So then I said, dude, I've been sitting here so long, I didn't think you were coming. I was about to go home. And he turned bright red, and he's like, okay, I'll tell you what. If you promise to do the speed limit the rest of the day, I'll let you go. So I'm like, deal.
So he appreciated your sense of humor. And also you stopping for him, I assume.
I think he got a little bit red because he was so slow.
Yeah, that could be.
It took a long time to catch up to me.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, so I got out on a ticket once. I just picked up a new car. It was probably the next day after I got it. Well, I was probably going like 103 miles an hour when I got pulled over. I was with my kid. She's 8 years old. She probably shouldn't have even been in the front seat. But anyways, I got pulled over going fast on a new car. And I tell my daughter right away, just pretend like your stomach hurts. And I gave her an example. Just moan and pretend like your stomach hurts really bad. You know, go, oh, oh. And then sure enough, the cop comes up to her window. And I was like, dude, she's about to shit herself. She has to go to the bathroom really bad. So I basically blamed an 8-year-old, and she helped me with this lie. And let us go. Right away.
You're not going to win any parenting awards, but...
Father of the year!
You got out of the ticket. Okay, Rock, you tried to get out of a speeding ticket?
So I worked at Knott's Berry Farm during Knott's Scary time.
Yep.
And I was a hiker who got attacked by a bear, and I was driving home really fast to get all the makeup off. It was really itching. And the cop pulls me over, and he comes up to the
driver window, and he puts the light and starts screaming. He's like, oh, my God, are you okay? And I totally forget I have the makeup on. I have blood, and my clothes are torn looking.
Oh, my God.
So I start calming him down. I'm like, yeah, I'm okay. Why? And he's like, your face, your clothes.
Did he give you a ticket?
Everything to him. He calms down, and he's like, tells me why he pulled me over, explain about the makeup. He let me go.
He let you
wow.
go. Nice.
That's lucky.
Yes, it is. Very lucky. All
Seriously.
Right. Who do we want to give the Kings tickets to? It's Kings Penguins on October 16th.
Well, I know that he told the longest story.
Nope.
In the
long story is still talking. No way.
Okay. All right. Well, only because his daughter had gone to the Kings camp. That's the only reason.
Yeah. No.
Okay. Runner up.
Yes.
Mom pretending to have diarrhea.
That was maybe the first?
That was the first call.
When we
His
took?
Name was Adam. His
hey,
name's
Adam.
How's it going?
Mom faking like she has diarrhea.
Colitis, baby.
100%. And she pulled it off. She killed it.
You guys
Somebody
are...
Shut up and let her do the talking.
Dynamic duo.
Yes, you are.
Right there.
Congratulations. You're going to the Kings game.
Woo!
Thank you.
Well done,
yeah,
man. Thank
Adam!
You for calling. That is it for me. I am out of here. Megan Holiday has you from here on out.
And I've got another 4-pack of Disneyland tickets that is coming up at 6 on K-Rock.